You've got your Frigidaire FFRA0511R1 window-mounted air conditioner units tuned to broadcasting from home. I'm your host and best friend, Scott McGowan, the show number 126. Yeah, it's been a while, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't because, I didn't do it. Didn't do the show. But I'm doing it now, and that's what matters. You get to be back with me. It is hot here, man. You might hear the air conditioner in the background. I usually turn it off. It's a toasty 152 degrees out here in the deep south near the Alabama border. But it's the humidity that gets to you. I think it's the humidity is close to 217% Celsius, that is. So it's hot. We are headed to New Orleans in a couple of days, and we're hoping that the heat dome... We're in a heat dome here. We're hoping the heat dome breaks by the time we get to New Orleans. Professor has a show that she's installing, and we've got an opening next weekend. So think of New Orleans. Let's start off the show with little Professor Longhair.
Oh, Rocky Lane, was slamming old tune. I was dancing with my baby late in the afternoon, when a rhythm take a hold of me right away in my shoes. It was a rocking little record my baby called Little Boogaloo. That stuff all over town, you hear him playing on the car radio with the top rolled down. Yeah, and I sing it all the way back home when the working day is done. This weekend me and my baby going out and have some fun. Down a local record bar. After I get paid, take the money out my pocket. The world can't do me no harm. Walking through my baby's house, a 45 record on the mound. You know my baby, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh boy, she come to the door that day. Say, what's that thing you got there? I wanna hear that record play. I throw my coat down on the dresser, my baby kicking off her shoes. Put the needle on the record, my man, we doing that boogaloo. We gon' boogaloo.
say you better join this clique or there's gonna be trouble for you. You better watch your back or your family, cause you got things to do. Hey you, put that hammer down, put that hammer down. Put that hammer down, don't need that gun around. Hey you, put that hammer down, don't need that gun around. In the second line, put that hammer down one more time. Bye. Hey, this is James Andrews telling you to put that hammer down. 2019, New Orleans, put it down. Stop.
A lot of soulful music to bring me back into the broadcast land. We start things off with Professor Longhair and his song Whole Lot of Lovin' that comes from his, well, I was going to say his classic album. It is a classic album, but about 8 or 10 years ago, I said the word classic 15 or 16 times in one show. So I banished that word, so I can't say it anymore. So let's just say his Bodacious. Yeah, that was from Professor Longhair's Bodacious album, Crawfish Fiesta. After that, we heard a song called We Gone Boogaloo. That comes from the artist C.W. Stone King. And, you know, I was listening to that. I was like, got to find out where he's from. He's somewhere in the swampy land, somewhere in the bayous. Looked him up. Wrong. C.W. Stone King. Still alive. The album, I thought, came out years ago. Still alive. He is a small, white, Australian dude who wears a bow tie. No shit. Yeah. And that's what he sounds like. So it just shows you when you think you know, you don't know. You don't know. After We Gonna Boogaloo, we heard a song from a band called the Nola Resistance. And that was called Put That Hammer Down. And then we ended things up with a cover of the Jackson 5 and their song I Want You Back. That's from Lucky Chops. Are they from New Orleans? I don't know. Don't know. But they sound like it. Anyway, it fit into the set. So we ended things up with I Want You Back. Speaking of covers, because that was a cover of Jackson 5, we're gonna do a set of covers in this next set. We're going to do a set of Nick Drake covers. And I went down the Nick Drake rabbit hole, the Nick Drake reading rabbit hole this spring. Been listening to a lot of audiobooks and last couple of years. And I listened to Joe Boyd, who is the Nick Drake's manager and producer and booking agent, and from what I read, kind of screwed him over. But I listened to that book, and then I went down. I was down the rabbit hole, so then I went and listened to the book about who did I listen to? Chris Blackwell, yeah, who started Island Records, who was the record label that distributed Nick Drake. He also signed U2 and Tom Waits and Bob Marley. Anyway, so I went down that rabbit hole, and then I listened to an autobiography of Nick Drake. Not an autobiography, that one. Nope. Biography. Anyway, listened to a biography, so a lot of Nick Drake reading there. Anyway, so we're going to do a set here of covers, and the thing about the first song I'm going to play, that's been on my list to play you for about 4 months, regardless of reading these Nick Drake books. Comes from Fontaines, D.C. And what's fun about this set is, you know, the Nick Drake tunes are hard to cover because they are so beloved and the music is so pure and so perfect as is that, like, what can you add to it? Really, I mean, these songs are beautiful as is. But Fontaines, D.C., man, they took cello song and they took it in a totally new direction. So here's a set of Nick Drake covers for set number two.
Face with your eyes so pale and sincere. Underneath, you know well, you have nothing to fear. For the dreams that came to you when so young, they told of a life where spring has sprung.
Felt magic, grace this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of a sea. I never had emotion in the palm of my hand. Oh, fair sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, right in my northern sky. I have known
Would you love me for my money? Would you love me for my hand? Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn on high.
Which will you take now? Won't take. Which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which will you choose now? If you won't choose mine, which will you hope for? Which can it be? Which will you take now? If you won't take.
That Nick Drake tape you love, tonight it sounds so good, as brown as leaves can get, and sleep is what you should. So close your eyes, I'll make here on the floor that phone call was for you. I think it was your dad with a birthday wish to curse, but you're too tired to get mad, so close your eyes. I'll make here on the floor to lay beside me. There's romance in the air. I can see it in your eyes, that medicated stare. We'll close our eyes, our own tomb here in my Nick Drake tape you love. Tonight it sounds so good, as brown as leaves can get. And sleep is what you should.
Set of Nick Drake covers there. Not quite what you expected, huh? We started things off with a cello song from Fontaine's DC. We followed that. That's the Irish band. There's going to be a theme. There's going to be some Irish music on here today. Not the diddle, but after that, we heard a track from the group called The Grooming. That was my beloved song, Northern Sky. If you know the inner workings of my heart, if you've seen the inner workings of my heart, you know that I love that song, Northern Sky. Professor and I were married to that song. A totally, totally different take of the track. And that's kind of what I love about it. You know, one of the things I learned from reading these books about Nick Drake was that Elton John gathered together a bunch of rock musicians to do some Nick Drake covers back when Nick was alive. Reg Dwight, before he became Elton John, actually covered some Nick Drake tunes on his very first demo tape, and he had a great love for Nick Drake, and they became friends. And I guess in the early 70s, when Nick was struggling to sell records, Elton John, who was then a star, pulled together a bunch of musicians to do some covers of his tracks, and they were full-out rock songs, and apparently he loved it. I was also reading how he hung out with John Cale. John Cale fed him a bunch of heroin. Apparently they rocked it out quite a bit. And so I think, with all these various hard rock and Nick Drake covers, I think the man would have approved. Totally think he would have approved. Great cover with Northern Sky. Went in a totally different direction. And then there's another Nick Drake cover that went in a totally different direction. This is Which Will from a group called, with my eyes, I'm going to have to zoom way in to get this. What are they? Juggins Still. There we go. I had to zoom in like 140 times on my screen to see the Juggins Still. covering Which Will. Then we went to a kind of a quiet, what you'd expect from a Nick Drake cover. This is a cover of a track from Pink Moon, the one instrumental track from Pink Moon called Horn. And this is a cover by a guy named Damian Durelli. And he did a cover of the album Pink Moon, all the songs in sequence. And so that was a beautiful cover of Horn. And then we ended things with a song that is not a Nick Drake cover, but it's a track from the artist Clem Snide, who I played a few months ago. And that was a track called Nick Drake Tape. And we got time for one last set. This one last set, two themes sets, no theme here. Just going to be playing some music. And there's a lot of songs I had built up that I didn't play because I didn't do jack. I didn't do any podcasts for months. One of the things about not doing podcasts is I missed all the tributes to all the musicians who had passed. Like when Wayne Shorter, one of my musical heroes, like the greats, they keep dying. And then you're like, shit, do I play their music? Who do I cover? Who do I not? You know, who do I talk about? Who wouldn't? Here's my advice. Don't do a show and then you bypass the whole thing. So we're just doing a set of tracks that I just want to play for you. And we're going to pick a song that's been out for a little bit, but I just love this kind of Australian power pop. No, wait. I apologize. They're from New Zealand. Big mistake there. This is a group called The Beths from New Zealand and their song, Expert in a Dying Field.
Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can
I'm not afraid to mouth. Oh, but don't you know they only make pop records out of plastic? Right now I've got to get along. Into space, and there's a stupid mental picture of a happy nuclear family in a rocket. Oh, look, in California, everyone's got a swimming pool in their backyard. Well, me and Max and Dave and Jones, we think you ought to get out there and stop it. Hey, but you know what they tell you on the BBC, you know what they tell you, and it's plain to see. They thought they'd make a friend. Oh, it's nonsense, I know, but I have to find out where they could be living. You never know, they could be living in sin, they could be carrying shame. Gotta find someone who's going to carry the blame. Find out what makes your heart sing, because I've found out already what makes my heart sing. If I find out nothing else, I'm gonna find out what makes your heart sing, 'cause I heard it was like a southern marksman.
Short set to end the show. We start things off with The Beths, An Expert in a Dying Field. We followed that up with a fun track called Scratch Card Lanyard from a group called Dry Cleaning, and that comes from their album New Long Leg. I don't tell you guys what album songs are on anymore. I used to do it all the time. Just do it all the time and don't do it. It's because I'm old and I don't have to, and I'm retired, I'm old, don't have to do it, don't do it. Also, you could break your hip telling people what songs albums are on, so I don't do anymore. And then we ended up that set with a track called Southern Mark Smith from a group called The Jazz Butcher. And that brings us to a close of podcast number 126 of Broadcasting From Home. I'm your host and best friend, Scrap McGowan. And we're going to go out with an Irish tune. No, a traditional Irish tune from Dublin. A song called The Old Triangle. And this is kind of, you know, when it's an earworm. I'm just telling you, it's going to be an earworm and you're going to be singing Jingle Jangle and you're going to blame me. That's what's going to happen. This is from Damien Dempsey and Glenn Hansard, song from early part of last century, maybe about the Easter Uprising of 1916 or maybe the Civil War in the 20s. I don't know. But anyway, it's about a guy who's in jail, missing his girlfriend who's in jail, but it's a freaking earworm. So little Damien Dempsey and Glenn Hansard to end the show with The Old Triangle, and I will talk to you soon.
A hungry feeling came o'er me stealing, and the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal.
Jingle!